Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of The Playful Psychologist. So today I wanted to chat about something a little bit different. And while this isn't necessarily something that is very common in Australia, I did want to touch on this because obviously I know that I have followers from around the world. And this is something that definitely occurs in, you know, places such as the United States where the seasonal changes are quite significant. So today I wanted to chat about what winter blues are and the difference between winter blues and seasonal depression, because I don't believe a lot of people are aware that, you know, seasonal depression is a legitimate diagnostic serious condition, and it definitely does differ from just feeling a little bit moody in the winter time. And why I really wanted to touch on this as well is to also emphasize the importance of fresh air, going outside and sunshine can actually have on our mood. Everyone says it. Every psychologist will say to you, go outside, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, get some vitamin D, get some melatonin. But, you know, not we all roll our eyes at that, and we don't really take that as like hardcore advice because we're all looking for something a little bit more substantial from our therapist. But I think that sometimes we just need to go back to basics and kind of peel away all the layers of what we're expecting and just think, okay, well, why is my therapist suggesting these things? It's because they're necessary to our day-to-day functioning. So that's why I really wanted to share this with you today. So let's dive into it a little bit. Seasonal depression, okay? When the weather gets like a little bit colder, obviously the sun goes down quicker, the nights are longer, the days are shorter, and your motivation to get out and, you know, do things that you might do in the summertime is pretty low. And while feeling less than excited, I guess, about cold long nights is common, feeling very, very bleak during winter is not common and maybe something more. So many people go through short periods of time, obviously, where they feel sad or they're not really like their usual selves. And sometimes these mood changes begin and end when seasons change and, you know, can be related to seasons. And what I mean by that is people may start to feel down when the days get shorter in, you know, autumn or winter, which is what we may refer to as the winter blues. And they may begin to feel a little bit better in the spring with longer daylight hours. You know, the sun rises earlier, it goes down later. In Australia as well, we have daylight saving, which makes our days really long, which is awesome. But in some cases, these mood changes are more serious and can actually affect how a person feels, thinks, and handles their day-to-day lives. And if you have noticed significant changes in your mood and behavior whenever the seasons change, you may be experiencing seasonal affective disorder, which is otherwise known as SAD, which is a bit of an ironic acronym, but it is what it is. So SAD is a type of depression. In most cases, these symptoms start in, you know, late autumn, early winter, and go away during the spring and summer. And this is known as winter pattern seasonal affective disorder or winter depression. Some people may experience depressive symptoms during the spring and summer months, and that's called summer pattern seasonal affective disorder or summer depression. Although that is much less common, like much, much, much less common. Most of the time you see SAD symptoms in winter, so winter pattern SAD. Seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that's related to changes in the seasons, like I previously mentioned. So it begins and ends at about the same time every year. If you're like most people with seasonal affective disorder, your symptoms start in the autumn time and continue into winter, sapping your energy, making you feel really moody, irritable, you have no motivation and so on. So it's really, to, you know, put it simply, the symptoms of depression, but more so in a pattern that's very closely related to seasonal changes. So yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? So most people are fine in the warmer months, but as the cold closes in, life can begin to feel really hard and you may not want to leave the house and you may really struggle. So the symptoms of SAD are very similar to depression. So the feelings of hopelessness, lacking energy, changes in sleep and eating patterns. So either sleeping less or sleeping more, eating less or eating more, which can often result in like changes in weight as well. A loss of pleasure in things that you previously enjoy or things that you enjoy in the summertime. So they're all symptoms of depression. But again, where it varies is that these occur in conjunction with seasonal changes. So with SAD, you may also feel really heavy in your limbs. You may, just have no motivation to even get out of bed, even though you're not sleeping. And this is a funny one, but it's true. Carbs become your one true love. So when you have SAD, all you want to eat is that comfort food, those carbs. And while that's, you know, pretty common, I can hear a lot of people thinking like, oh yeah, well, don't we all want to eat carbs in the wintertime? But this is like a much stronger desire to just eat that type of food and not want to nourish your body with any other foods, never wanting vegetables, fruits and fresh meats or anything like that. So on top of those symptoms, obviously you have that feeling of depression most of the day, nearly every day, really low energy, feeling sluggish, agitated or irritable, concentration difficulties, real feelings of hopelessness, worthlessness and guilt, and just having, you know, unfortunately, frequent thoughts of death and suicide, which we definitely need to take seriously, because especially in those longer days where people are spending more time at home, typically you don't have the opportunities to hang out with your friends and you know, do things that you may do in the summertime. So you're not seeing as many people. So those thoughts can happen much more frequently than they do in warmer months, and you don't have as much social support. So no one checking in, no one to talk to, and so on. So let's now take a look at what may cause SAD. So a lot more research is needed in this area. So I will start by saying that there's not a lot of research on what may cause this, but let's just look at the research that we do have. So a lot of medical professionals tend to think that SAD is related to lack of sunlight during the shorter autumn and winter days. So according to Beyond Blue, one of their clinical advisors, the main theory is that a lack of sunlight may stop a part of the brain called the hypothalamus working properly. But also, I guess that lack of sunlight, you're not getting vitamin D, you're not getting melatonin, and we know how essential those things are to regulating our bodies and regulating our sleep patterns and so on. So I guess that can be linked as well. But interestingly, like some people's bodies can cope with that, but some can't, because that lack of sunlight means some people may produce less melatonin, which is the hormone that tells our body that it's time for sleep and regulates our sleep patterns. So that's really interesting. Even though in winter, everyone's experiencing the same conditions, everyone's bodies work a little bit differently. But also less sun could also mean less serotonin, which is the hormone that's responsible for our mood, our appetite, and also helps with our sleep. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And I guess just reiterating that although a lot of people do experience the winter blues, this is a level up. This is different and more serious than the winter blues. But finally, sunlight also impacts our internal clock, so our circadian rhythm. Lower sunlight levels during winter can just throw off our body clock and make it really difficult for us to regulate and get into the rhythm that we're so used to during the warmer months. So just to summarize there, the three main causes that we're more so aware of that may result in SAD are our biological clock, our serotonin levels, and our melatonin levels. But all those three things fall under the umbrella of lack of sunlight, lack of fresh air, and lack of just getting out and about, which is quite interesting. So what makes one person, I guess, more susceptible to SAD than another? Let's look at some risk factors now. So interestingly, SAD is diagnosed much more in women than it is in men and occurs more frequently in younger adults than older adults. I think when it comes to that age difference, it's probably related to younger people wanting to be out more and going out more and not being able to do so in those colder months when you live in those extreme climate areas. But factors that may increase your risk of SAD on top of that include a family history. So people with SAD are more likely to have blood relatives with any form of depression. So not necessarily SAD, but any depression related diagnosis. You're also more likely to have SAD if you have major depression or you experience symptoms of bipolar disorder. So symptoms of depression may worsen seasonally if you have one of those conditions. You're still going to have those conditions, but when the seasons change, you might see them like exacerbate or exaggerate and become a lot more severe. And the last risk factor I wanted to chat about is that living far from the equator can make you more likely to develop SAD. So SAD appears to be more common among people that live far north or far south of the equator. And that's probably due to the decreased sunlight during the winter and longer days than during the summer months. So we're not overly affected by SAD, and it's quite rare in Australia, but obviously countries that have those extreme weather changes, like European countries even, northern parts of America, so on, definitely experience this at a higher rate than we do. So if you do believe that you have symptoms of SAD, what should you do? So your definite first port of call is obviously always to go to your trusted GP or another health professional and just talk about it with them. What's really tricky though is that this isn't a diagnosis that's out there and people know a lot about, and it is a relatively new diagnosis. But just let your GP or your trusted health professional know what's going on for you. And they may diagnose you with SAD, or they may, refer you on to someone that has a little bit more experience in that area. Especially if you've had the same symptoms during winter for a couple of years, they might, be a bit more, take it a bit more seriously than they may if this is your first kind of experience of these symptoms. But apart from going and actually receiving a formal diagnosis, there are definitely things that people with these symptoms can do to try and help themselves. Now, that being said, I do want to reiterate that I'm fully aware that when someone is experiencing serious depression-related symptoms, it can be difficult to kind of pull yourself out of that funk. I'm just wanting to list a few ways that, can be really helpful for people that are struggling. So obviously try going outside more often, and that can be really hard in the winter months, but most parts of the world, there is a little bit of sunlight every day, most parts of the world. Ask a friend or a family member to kind of like rug up with you and go for a walk, and then go grab a coffee or a hot chocolate together or a warm drink together, something like that. Often kind of asking a friend to do it just keeps you accountable and make sure that you'll leave the house. And if that person is someone that you really, really trust, maybe let them know why you're doing this and that you are quite nervous about your symptoms, and encourage them to gently force you out of the house so that you can't kind of cancel on them last minute, which is probably what you're going to want to do. And if you do see the sun pop out, like let's say you live in a country that snows constantly during winter and it's really bleak and really cold, but you do see the sun pop its little head out for a second, run outside, even if it's on the front porch or in your little courtyard or backyard, and try and get some of it on your skin. If you can, obviously, and it's not too cold and you won't get like hypothermia or frostbite, but just try and get a little bit of sunlight. It's really, really important. And obviously, if you aren't able to get any sunlight or as much sunlight as you're used to and you are experiencing these symptoms, please go see your GP and chat to them about possibly getting a blood test to check your vitamin D levels. And they may suggest a vitamin D supplement, or even suggest that you take a melatonin supplement of a night to help regulate your sleep. So that's why it's just so important to mention these symptoms and not to kind of shy away, because there are definitely things that doctors and health professionals and other people can really help you with. But on that note as well, in winter, I think we're all a bit more, I don't know how to say it, likely, I guess, to drink more, to have a glass of red wine with dinner, or if you're in a really cold climate, like a mulled wine or a spiked hot chocolate or something like that. But alcohol, and drinking alcohol long term will really disturb your sleep and your mood. It is a depressant and will make you feel worse. So if this is something that you are experiencing, try and lay off the alcohol as best you can, because it's just not going to help in that situation. And on that note as well, instead of the alcohol, try and do some relaxation exercises. I know that a lot of people are rolling their eyes, but guided meditations or yoga, breathing exercises, or even just taking a nice warm bath and staying in the moment can be really helpful to our mood. And there are some great YouTube free videos. Obviously there's the Calm app, the Thinkific app, and that sort of thing that can really help. But just check out some of those free resources, because they're there and they're free for a reason. And obviously, lastly, please, please, please talk to someone about how you're feeling, whether that may be a friend, a relative, a total stranger through like Lifeline, anything like that. I'll link Lifeline in the episode notes so that you have the number there if that is something that you are experiencing, because it is really, really important. But it's equally as important to work on improving sleep hygiene. Again, please talk to your GP or talk to a therapist if that's something you're struggling with, but working on your sleep hygiene and making sure that you are getting a good night's sleep is so important. I genuinely cannot reiterate enough how important sleep is to our mood. So definitely, work on your sleep. And if you are worried, then chat to your GP about that. So I hope that gave you a little bit of an insight into SAD and how that kind of differs just from your typical winter blues that we may all experience. But I think it is really important to get the word out there about diagnoses and conditions that we don't know a lot about. And that's why I really wanted to share that with you today. I am going to link an article, like a PDF handout in the episode notes. Can you tell I need a coffee? Hello. In the episode notes of today's episode so that you can download that fact sheet and have a little bit more of a read, but it is a really fascinating topic. So if you guys read anything as well, please link it with me and let me know. Thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you guys next week. See you later.